I just thought I'd make a super late night audio boot to 2 o'clock here. And I've had a very exciting day. I've had an idea I've been developing for about 12 months, keeping my mind busy, amongst many. And it's gradually developed more and more to the point where it now coincides very nicely with some determined passions of mine, that my new life in the country is going to be filled with. I won't go into details about the project yet, because it's looking very, very likely that it's going ahead, because my very old friend and good friend has packed in his job and is a senior software developer, and is basically keen on the idea too, since I've pitched it to him today. And so it's a kind of affirmation as well that it's as good an idea as I thought it was, because my friends and family have, my family and my wife have already sort of said they think it's great, and the president of the local farming union has also said they think it's great. So I've got kind of all the things in place to do it. It will be a partnership between me and my friend, which is entirely correct, because I couldn't do it without him and he couldn't do it without me. The goal is not to be super successfully rich. The goal is to have a subsistence lifestyle, to be honest with you. To be able to run the vehicle that we need and eat the food that we want to eat. And reduce our impact on resources. I'm not a massive eco warrior, and the project isn't going to be, but I am ecologically and environmentally aware. Anyway, jibber jibber. So that's really good. He's really keen on the idea, and his partner, his wife is, and her mum, and says lots of good things, lots of good signs. Everyone that we've talked about it says, yeah, that's great. And so I'm just really excited. And plus, I've had an email from the lady who breeds rare breed chickens, and she's invited me over tomorrow to go and pick out some chicks. And so I'm kind of wide awake. I've just been out planning, walking out the dimensions of the chicken run. And Poppy's out with me. She loves coming out this time of night. We're walking up and down the street, the road that runs outside our house. And it's just after Dalston, it's so bizarre that, you know, I can walk half a mile down the road and half a mile back, and not a soul passes. You occasionally have rabbits scampering in front of you, which you can kind of see once your eyes get used to the light. But let me just check I've not run out of time. 3:30. I don't like carrying on talking to nothing. So yeah, just booing to kind of offload that, record that in the diary as the day that I have so many crap ideas, I tell you. The day that one of my less crap ideas matured into something with great potential and a real reality and real chance of becoming a driving passion. Very excited. It's another... Oh, that was what I was going to say. From an ex-agrophobic's point of view. Whilst I'm actually... You know, in my career I was always fine in social situations. I was a negotiator. You know, I had to be. But after I had my mental breakdown, I became agoraphobic and isolated and all of that. And so there's an element that I shall be contributing to this job that involves going out and meeting people. Fortunately, they'll have an interest in meeting me. They won't, you know, I'm not selling them anything, but I'll be talking to them and producing social media from them. And it's a real challenge for me, but it's one that I'm really looking forward to, because I don't think it's something I'm incapable of ever being great at again, or good at again, social interaction that is, and I do think it's the thing that I most want to now address of all the little sort of